Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, Food Bank Australia mengatakan 3,7 juta rumah tangga telah berjuang menghadapi tingkat kerawanan pangan yang mengkhawatirkan tahun lalu, terutama karena biaya hidup. Lembaga amal yang memberi makan mereka yang membutuhkan mengatakan bahwa mereka hampir tidak dapat mengatasi meningkatnya permintaan. Ellen Lee melaporkan selengkapnya untuk Anda. Dalam sehari, lebih dari 1,000 makanan hangat dibuat oleh dapur amal di Bondi, Sydney. Makanan tersebut diperuntukkan bagi orang-orang yang membutuhkan, dari pusat kota hingga Blue Mountains di wilayah barat. Koki utama Dave Ellie mengawasi jalur produksi.
We're a very busy kitchen, and if we're not busy, yeah, people don't eat. That's exactly right. We try to produce as much food as we can. We're producing around about 5,500 meals a week.
Ini adalah operasi ala militer di bawah pengawasan manajer George Karonis yang mengatakan produksi telah melonjak tahun ini untuk mengatasi krisis biaya hidup.
I haven't seen it this bad. There's been significant increase in this year, not just people sleeping rough or in shelters or sleeping in cars, but it is people knocking on the doors now to the larger charity groups, and hence they're coming to us, and they're people who are behind in mortgage payments or struggling with the cost of living pressures or behind in rentals. And the cost of living pressures is real.
Selama 15 tahun terakhir, Karonis telah membantu mengembangkan Our Big Kitchen atau OBK, sebuah layanan makanan non-denominasi yang sebagian besar dikelola oleh sukarelawan. Ia telah naik jabatan dari juru masak dapur menjadi manajer operasi, tetapi mengatakan bahwa ia belum pernah melihat kerawanan pangan seperti ini.
Not a charity group that comes down and picks up meals off us. If they're, you know, scheduled to pick up 150, invariably they'll turn around and tell me, George, can I get an extra 50, an extra 60? At this moment, we're coping. I think if that increases to about 6,500 to 7,000 meals a week, then we will be struggling to keep up with that demand for services.
Food Bank Australia memperkirakan kenaikan biaya hidup telah menyebabkan jutaan rumah tangga Australia berjuang melawan kerawanan pangan. CEO Brianna Casey menjelaskan ada 3,7 juta rumah tangga yang mengalami hal tersebut.
At the moment, we are seeing food insecurity rates at a level that we've never seen them before. We know the 2023 Food Bank Hunger Report showed us 3.7 million households across Australia have experienced food insecurity. And we currently are doing our research in the field at the moment, and I have every expectation that not only will that number have increased, but there's been a really significant shift in the severity that people are facing. One of the really concerning shifts that we've seen across multiple communities is not only people in full-time employment who are needing food relief, but people with multiple job holdings. These are families where they've got one or two main income earners working full-time during the day, and then one of those parents is going off and engaging in the gig economy. The real shame that we have here in Australia is that we have the second highest rates in the world of households wasting food. We have 7.6 million tons of food being wasted each year, and yet 3.7 million households are struggling to put a meal on the table. We've got to get the balance right.
The Salvation Army memberi makan banyak orang yang membutuhkan. Mobil van mereka mengambil 140 makanan dari OBK untuk pengiriman segera. Danny adalah koordinator penjangkauan komunitas. The Salvation Army mengatakan makanan hangat seperti kari hijau dan nasi atau daging sapi bolognese adalah penyelamat bagi banyak orang.
They get a hot meal on a night like tonight. That means a lot. It's very cold, and the need is getting greater and greater. Things getting tight out there with money. We're seeing a lot more people on the street that may not be sleeping rough, just people doing it tough.
Selama hampir 20 tahun, OBK telah membantu menopang kehidupan masyarakat yang paling rentan di kota tersebut. Dimulai pada tahun 2005, melalui visi Rabbi Dr. David Slavin dan istrinya Laya, keduanya lahir dari orang tua Yahudi yang selamat dari Holocaust pada Perang Dunia Kedua. Rabbi Slavin mengatakan bahwa ia belajar menghargai makanan setelah mendengar tentang ayahnya yang dipenjara di penjara Rusia.
Dad was born and raised in Russia, and then he ended up in the gulags he survived miraculously, but part of that was most inmates died from hunger. There was very little food to go around in the wider community, in the jail, much more so. So I grew up in a home where throwing out food simply did not happen. My mom was born and raised till the war broke out in an idyllic, beautiful, loving and warm home halfway between Warsaw and Bialystok. And then when the war broke out, within about a week of the Germans invading Poland, they were in her town, and Jews were given an opportunity, 24 hours, to pack up and go, which they grabbed, went into the Russian side, didn't accept Russian citizenship, which put them into Siberia. It was very tough. I mean, my mom, one of the things that she's never quite gotten over is the loss of a brother from starvation, 2.5-year-old boy. All he kept asking for was a bit of bread. She never says a story without crying till today. And although she was only 11 at the time, doesn't figure herself for not having been able to provide for him.
Itulah salah satu alasan mengapa Rabbi Slavin mengabdikan hidupnya untuk memberi makan orang lain sejak bermigrasi dari New York pada awal tahun 90-an untuk menikahi Laya. Mantan penata rambut ini memulai usahanya di dapur rumahnya dengan membuat makanan untuk para wanita yang menjalani kemoterapi.
I cannot begin to tell you the difference in these meals. They were magic. They were magic. I'm still in touch with many of the women today. And those meals were a lifeline using our kitchen.
I'm incredibly proud of what Leah's done. Very, very proud. A lot more we need to do. We have not begun to scratch the surface.
Mereka telah mendirikan cabang OBK di Los Angeles, Amerika, dan memberikan inspirasi bagi proyek-proyek internasional lainnya.
We've had a lot of inquiries from many, many charities. We had a collaboration with Morocco where a woman who's doing lots of good work on the streets came over here to learn in depth exactly what it is that we're doing. And we're really working on developing a back end so that we can share more information of policies and procedures with other charities who approach us.
Sebagai orang tua dari 8 anak, pasangan ini mencari bantuan dengan bermitra bersama masyarakat. Di antara mereka yang menyumbangkan waktu adalah kepala sekolah dasar Katolik St. Charles di Waverly, Michael Manton.
We're aware of families within our community that do need the support. 3 meals a day is important, and obviously for us to make a difference for at least one or two of those meals today was a great opportunity.
Rabbi Slavin berterima kasih atas dukungan masyarakat dan perusahaan yang berkelanjutan dan mengatakan bahwa tanpa mereka, OBK akan kesulitan memenuhi permintaan yang meningkat.
In a country like Australia, salaries are very, very high. So for us to employ people will really raise, you know, the cost of meal production. So we've always looked wherever there is a possibility of getting people to help in any way, shape or form. When it comes to team building, they could do white water rafting and paintball shooting and rock climbing and escape rooms, all wonderful, wonderful things. But we say to people, once we've done all of those, let's try to do something a bit more meaningful. Come together in a fun and inclusive way.
Dan itulah inti pesan di balik OBK, seperti yang dikatakan Rabbi Slavin. Di masa konflik global yang terus meningkat ini, menyatukan komunitas yang beragam sangatlah penting.
We brought Jewish, Muslim, and Christian children to cook with each other. And we have been very successful in being able to bring people from very, very different backgrounds in together and to realize, hey, we may speak somewhat different languages, we look a bit different, but ultimately we are one and the same.
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Alan Lee untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.